Stephen Kastner's son complained about inadequate training at Camp Shelby before he went to Iraq. Families of other soldiers in the unit say some got only 2 hours of training driving the Humvees they would be using daily to escort supply convoys. Kastner's son was killed by a roadside bomb in his first Humvee mission just days after arriving in Iraq. Kastner says he wants assurances that soldiers will be able to speak openly with investigators.
Some parents actually said, their son said, that they were threatened with prosecution or prison if they did. That specifically they were not to speak with me. I don't know how they're going to overcome that fear. So we have to figure out a way to reverse those statements that were made to the men and reassure them that they can speak truthfully without fear of retribution.
But Wisconsin National Guard spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Tim Donovan says that's already been done.
All of the soldiers in 1st Battalion 121st Field Artillery have been directed by the battalion commander to fully participate without any fear of reprisal or retribution, provide honest, truthful, and complete answers to any questions they're asked about the quality of training. It's everybody's desire to have a thorough understanding of the quality of the training that National Guard soldiers received at Camp Shelby and at other mobilization stations.
If that's the case, Stephen Kastner says he wants to see that order in writing. He says so far there have been only promises, and he's still not convinced the investigation will examine all the allegations of poor training and the shortage of Humvees in Camp Shelby, Mississippi, where the unit was trained. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.